You're listening to the official podcast of Asbury University, produced by students with God-honoring conversations that inform, edify, and encourage. This is Asbury. We explore culture and current topics through a Christian worldview, promoting a well-balanced life, and we empower our community to belong, become, and be set apart. I'm your host, Abby Laub. Welcome to This is Asbury. Welcome to This is Asbury. We have a newcomer to campus, somewhat newcomer to campus, on the podcast with us today. Welcome, Dr. Connie Lamb.
Thank you.
Yes. Will you tell people a little bit about who you are and what you're working on here at Asbury? Because you're working on something really exciting.
So I am a nurse educator. I've been a nurse for almost 30 years. And most of my career has been spent in nursing education. I came to Asbury in August of last year to start working on developing a baccalaureate nursing program for Asbury University. And so I've spent the last 4 months doing just that, developing a program proposal and moving that through the KBN's regulatory process.
That's really exciting because a lot of our listeners are alumni. And so for them to hear you say that, wait, nursing? Did she say nursing? That's really exciting. Have you felt that excitement around here?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Lots of phone calls, emails, folks reaching out. And I think that Asbury has wanted a nursing program for many years and not been in a place to act on that. But given the shortage in our nursing industry right now, now is the time.
Yeah, so, it is. Yeah, I know our governor and probably other governors as well have basically declared it an emergency. Like, it is an emergency.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. When you were still practicing in the clinical setting, was that impacting you or had you stepped out of that role into education?
I've been in education for the last 22 years, but I was doing clinical instruction. And so during my time in the hospital setting, I could see the impact of the nursing shortage. Nurses that are just working extra hours, overtime, tired, not enough nurses to meet the patient demand. And so I could see that as a clinical instructor.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. So if you know a nurse, give them some encouragement, right?
Absolutely. And be kind.
Yes, absolutely. I can only imagine. I've, just know a lot of people who are working in those settings, and it really is truly hard work. And as a Christian university, I think it's an awesome opportunity for us to train nurses who love Jesus and are going to love people well, because I think that's probably, I would think, a huge part of it. Do you want to speak to that at all?
Sure. Nursing, actually, a lot of folks will call it, it's their calling. Mm. They feel called and created for that purpose and to serve that population of people. And there's no better place to witness and to minister to people than those that are hurting. And so in the hospital, you see a lot of patients that are sick and they've lost hope. And so being a nurse it gives you the perfect platform and opportunity to minister and to share Christ and the love of Christ, model that at the bedside.
Absolutely. And to their loved ones and anybody else who's there.
That's totally right. Not just the patient, but their families as well.
Yes. So what will Asbury's new nursing program look like?
We have a traditional BSN program, and it's been developed based on the CCNE Essentials of Baccalaureate Nursing Education. And so it is 8 semesters long. The first 2 semesters, students are focused on their core sciences and the foundation courses. Mm-hmm. And then in that 3rd semester, they take an introduction to the professions course, and that launches them in preparation for clinical in their 4th semester. So they will start clinical experiences in the 4th semester. And we have planned courses that cover adult health and all the specialties. So students will get a course and a clinical experience in maternal newborn nursing, pediatric nursing, community health nursing, research. All the specialty courses are embedded into that curriculum. The beautiful thing about developing the curriculum has been making sure that course learning outcomes are written so that they include a focus on Christ and a Christ-like worldview and what that means So it's beautiful.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and I understand too that it's pretty rigorous. Like it's not for the faint of heart.
No, it is not. It is not. And our proposed program admits once a year. And so we will, the admission process to the program is very rigorous, mm-hmm. with GPA requirements, and staying in the program, progressing in the program also has rigorous standards. And so it will not be, it is not for the faint of heart, yeah. but nursing never has been. So it's always been a difficult profession. And there's actually statistics and research that documents it's one of the hardest bachelor's degrees to earn.
Has that contributed to the nursing shortage, or is it something else?
No, I don't think that's contributed to the shortage. There are other factors, okay. many other factors.
What do you think some of those factors are?
The pandemic had a significant impact. And if you look back at the history of nursing, we ebb and flow. There'll be an abundance, and then we you know, there's not. And so that ebbs and flows in our industry, and it has for many, many years. I think that we had an aging population of nurses that the pandemic encouraged into retirement. Yeah. And so that contributed to a sudden decline of nurses at the bedside.
When they were the most needed, probably.
When they were the most needed. And the nurses that were left at the bedside providing care quickly burned out and just became exhausted. And so I think that there were some nurses who actually left the profession during the pandemic.
Yeah. So you may not have seen quite the level of shortages had it not been for COVID, potentially. So just in terms of, you know, you talk about things like burnout, and how do you help teach students to combat some of those negative effects? And I hear people talk about the emotional toll sometimes of serving people who are in these sometimes horrible situations. So can you talk about that a little bit, just that mental, emotional, and maybe even spiritual toll that sometimes this can take?
I think one of the most important things to teach a student is to recognize what the factors are that are contributing to the burnout and the frustration that they might be feeling. What is that factor, and then what can you do to control it? I think some of the factors can be controlled, but there's also a lot that you're not in control of. You can't control it. And so just being able to recognize when you're at that point and do something about that. So I think more emphasis needs to be placed on self-care for nurses and for the student. Teach them that practice. And I do also think that nursing education has been impacted by the shortage. And so nursing faculty are overtaxed and overworked, and that inevitably makes its way into the student's life, whether we intend for it to or not. And so I think taking measures to make sure that it's a healthy learning environment for our students, and making sure that they feel safe in that space, and that they can recognize when things are not going well and what they need to do to make a change from both the educator's perspective as well as the students. Yeah. But there are a lot of things that need to be taught about self-care. And I think that's a place where we can start.
Yeah, absolutely. So will you be teaching classes, or are you just leading all this, or both?
Both, I think.
Good.
I would love to teach.
Yeah.
Just prior to coming to Asbury, I was in an administrative role as an associate dean director of nursing. And so I was not in the classroom with students, and I miss students.
Yeah,
I miss being in the classroom. So I am hopeful that I can get back in the classroom with students. Right now, I think I will help teach the very first nursing course. And then as we build out the curriculum, I would like to teach the nursing research course. And that's a course that I feel pretty passionate about teaching.
Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to seeing you in that setting as well. And I know students would probably love that. So in your time, you know, you've been on a lot of ends of this. You've been in many different roles. How have you seen the medical field change in your years doing this work?
Well, I think I want to start just by sharing what has not changed.
Yeah.
And that is the heart of nursing, you know, the desire to make a difference in a patient's life or a family's life. I think that I still see students who come into education with that passion and a desire to make a difference. And I see nurses at the bedside who still have that desire. And it goes back to truly being called to the profession. That has not changed. There are still nurses who are at the bedside, and they desperately are trying to make a difference in a patient's life. But the things that I think have changed the face of healthcare is technology is one of those things. The electronic health record, for example, the different technologies that provide critically important data that the nurse has to be able to, we have to be adept at both using that technology, but also being able to analyze and interpret the data that it's generating for us. And so when you have multiple points of data that come at you, and that's what you need to embed and incorporate into your plan of care, that's what can make the difference in a patient's outcome. And so positive patient outcome, you've got, the nurse has to be adept at using the technology available to them, whether that's one single device or bigger devices such as the electronic health records.
Yeah, that's a great observation. But at the end of the day, you know, you want to interpret the data, but how much of nursing is still just gut level intuition? You know, do you feel that when you're with a patient? Do you kind of feel?
Well, you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And just by looking at the patient, you can, you know, a lot. It tells you a lot by having a conversation with the patient. But the data is what drives the change. And so you need to make data-driven decisions. And so when your gut or your instinct tells you something's wrong, go to look at the data to see if there's any evidence to support that.
Right.
And you're likely to find that.
Yeah. So how do you ensure that students are equipped to meet these new demands that you're talking about with technology and data?
It has to be embedded into the curriculum. Mm-hmm. So our students will have a simulated electronic health record that they train on from the beginning until graduation. And then making sure that when they're in the clinical setting as students, they have access to that facility's electronic health record and the technology. They've been trained to use the technology that's available to them on the unit that they've been assigned. Mm-hmm. So just embedding that into the curriculum and giving them the opportunity to learn with it while they're in the learning environment, that's important. But I also think that the curriculum has to teach the student how to clinically reason. They need to have strong clinical reasoning skills. And again, that comes with practice. You break it down and give them the components, but then you've got to give them the opportunity to practice those clinical reasoning skills. And that needs to be threaded throughout the entire curriculum, from the classroom to the lab, and then on into the clinical setting. I also think that communication, students need to have really strong communication skills, being able to communicate both what they see as problems, but also to recognize when they may not see the detail and ask for help when they need to ask for help. Mm-hmm. But nurses function as one member of a highly diverse team, healthcare team. And so you're one member of that team. And you bring a lot, but you also have to be able to receive a lot and communicate effectively. Yeah. I think I am the most excited about being able to teach in a Christian environment and be able to teach nursing care from a Christian perspective or a biblical worldview. I think that's so important. And I think that as a nurse, I've been a nurse for 29 years, I think, but that my faith has been my source of strength. And so when I am at a point of exhaustion, it is my faith. And I always take it back to my faith. And so being able to embed that in a curriculum and help students learn how to navigate a very demanding profession and rely on their faith to do so, I think that is, I'm extremely excited about that opportunity to bring faculty, to build a faculty team for the nursing program. I'm just as excited about that, to be able to give nurses an opportunity to come and teach in a Christian environment. I have found Asbury to be one of the most welcoming environments I've ever worked in.
What's it like to be a Christian nurse? Have you ever had patients like ask you to pray with them? Are you allowed to do that? I'm really curious about that at a practical level.
I have had patients ask me to pray with them. Mm-hmm. I've offered to pray with patients that didn't ask.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of times people in general are turned to God during a time of stress. And so they may have lived their entire life in denial of creation.
Yeah.
But when you know that death is imminent, there is an urgency.
Wow.
And yeah. So I have seen patients at that point in their life, and all of a sudden it becomes an urgent matter.
Wow.
For them to understand and to know. And so I've had the opportunity to witness to patients who were near death and to share the gospel.
Wow, that's salvation. Amazing. I love that. I can't think of a better place to end than just leaving people with that and just thinking about that and how important that is, and what a blessing that we get to train more Christian nurses.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yes.
In every way.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lamb. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of This is Asbury. To learn more about Asbury University, visit asbury.edu.